which is opposite Kiddushin Lamed Zayin in the Mesoros HaShas, which is the second to last citation in the Mesoros HaShas on Daf Dalet. You see Daf Dalet?
Yeah.
Okay. So Gimel Amud Beis, excuse me. So it's on the same, on your panda, it's the same as Dalet. Right over here. Okay. So in any event, so Echad Ish v'Echad Isha, both a man and woman are chayav in kibrovim. Elosh Ish sveiko b'yado, a man has the capacity to do so. V'Isha ain't sveiko b'yado, a woman usually doesn't have the capacity to do so because she is subservient to her husband's needs, generally speaking.
And she doesn't have to do it.
Right. Because other authorities are upon her. If she becomes widowed or divorced, then of course she's free of the shackles of her husband. Then she has the capacity to do so. Milsid Rabbi Chiya Barva, yesterday we learned that Kibud Av Va'Em is from this machlokas. We had a machlokas whether the son has to pay for it or the father has to pay for it. So Milsid Rabbi Chiya Barva, pliga. Here we have a machlokas. Chiya Barva argues on the previous Gemara about the father having to pay for it. That it is stated that Tani Rabbi Yudan ben Dusoy, Rabbi Yudan ben Dusoy learned, and that which he learned is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He is also stated name Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. The Tani Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Shimon bar Yochai says, Godly kibud av aim. Honoring one's father and mother is a very great thing. Shediva kosh baruch yis mikvoto Hashem required more covet of a father and mother than he required for himself. Nehemar says, Kabedis avich v'simecho, says, honor your father and mother. Nehemar says, Kabedis Hashem mehoncha, honor your Hashem from your wealth. Mima at mechabdo, from what do you honor Hashem? Mima shiachonencha, from that which he granted you. Mafish leket shicho peo, you set aside from that which Hashem granted you the tithes from the field. Navit Shuma Meiser Rishon Meiser Sheni Meiser Oni, the tithes from the grain, the chalo, the tithe from the dough. Vosa sukkah v'lulav, you make a sukkah and lulav and a shofar and tefillin v'tzitzis. Umachlos aniyim, and you feed the poor, v'esarevim, and the hungry. Umachlos etzmein, give the thirsty the drink. All these mitzvahs in yeshlov, you have the money to pay for them. Atal chayav, you are required to do some. Two kulam, you're required to do all of them. V'imeilach, however, if you do not have the money for it, ein atal chayav b'achos man, you do not have to fill any one of them. Avkshu boy to kibud aveim, but when it comes to kibud aveim, ebein sheyesh lecha hon, whether you have wealth, bein sheein lecha hon, whether you have no wealth, kabi des avicha simech, you must honor your father and mother, vafilu ato misavi, I'm sorry, you have to go beg in order to get money for your father and mother. So not only you have to pay for your own resources, if necessary, you have to go beg in order to get money for your parents. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Acha b'Shem Rabbi Acha bar Kahana said, "Ksiv that it said we find in the pasuk it says, Orach Chaim Pentfales, a pathway of life, lest you pave for yourself. Hashem Nou Maglosel Lo Se Hashem caused the pathways to be diverted, so you do not know. Now, what does that mean?" Tilta Kosh Baruch Hu Matat Choshem Mitzvahs, Hashem obliterated any reference to the reward you get for mitzvahs. Kadesh you also know some b'mun, in order you should do them with trust. In other words, you shouldn't pick a mitzvah then which grants more reward and reject the mitzvahs as true a mitzvah which has less reward, but rather you should do all the mitzvahs equally since you don't know which is greater reward. So Hashem caused the pathways to be concealed, so you shouldn't pave a specific one. Rabbi Acha b'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak learned a similar drasha. See, it says, "Mikol mishmar netzoli becha." From every watch your heart. Ki menu tos chaim, because from that are results of life. Mikol mashenem melcha b'tor, from everything which is staying to Torah Yisrael, be careful. She'en to them eizem miyetzol chaim, you don't know from which one of them will come life force for you. Rabbi Arkana said, the Torah equated the lightest of all mitzvahs to the more severe of all mitzvahs. Mitzakal shebakalos, the lightest of all mitzvahs, the shluach ken, sending away the mother bird. Mitzachamurah shebakamurah, the most severe of all mitzvahs, zeh kibud aveim is kibud aveim.
By both of them it says, Varachta Yomim, you will have a long life. So we see that no matter what the mitzvah is, the Yigiyu grants you a long life. Om Rabbi Avun Rebbe said, Umbayim Dorashu Priyas Chov, if a mitzvah which is a fulfillment of your obligation, because after all, your parents raised you, you're obliged to respond in kind. It says, by that, Lamani Tavloch Varichun Mani Chamecha, says that it should be good for you and that you should have long life. Dorashi Eshbo Chesron Kis, something where it's not just an obligation, you're not obligated to do it, but something where you might have to spend money. And where there might be sakonas nefashis, you might put yourself in danger. One of the mitzvahs of that ilk, whatever they are, lo koshke, it's certainly true you should get more reward. Says, well, you know what? Om Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said, top of Dalin Om Rav now. Vu de rabba mina. The rabba is the same thing, says the Mashbiach, as ad rabba. On the contrary. Dover shupriyas chov, something which is, you feel a sense of obligation, is tougher to fulfill she'eno priyas chov, where you have no sense of obligation. Now, the way the Pnei Moshe explained it was because we had the principle, Godel la mitzuvah v'oseh yetzer mishe'eno mitzuvah v'oseh. Somebody who's commanded to do a mitzvah receives more reward than somebody who's not commanded. But I don't think that's what the Gemara means here. So what the Gemara means here is that there's the awesome sense of indebtedness which you feel towards your parents very often leads you to rebel against them. Whereas the other mitzvahs don't have that sense of great indebtedness, so therefore, in a certain sense, there's less of a nisayon. By other mitzvahs, even they require spending money, they require putting yourself into danger, than there is by kibud of aim, where there's all that psychological undertone of tension which exists. Okay? Rishim by Chayomer. Just like kibud avim and shluch haken are given parallel rewards, kein puras and shor, and so to all mitzvahs, kein puras and shor, so to the punishment for not doing the mitzvahs of kibud avim and shluch haken are similar. Where do we find that? It says, my time, what's supposed to say this, I into agla of an eye which mocks the father, v'tavos the yikas aim, and the mocks the yikas aim. Whatever the word yikas means is not significant for us right now. It means some sort of gathering. But here we're going to dash it, yikachas aim, the taking of the mother. Meaning, ayin shaligal kibudov, the eye which mocks the honor of the father, kibudov aim, ubiza alos yikach aim, vani men degrades. The mitzvah of not taking the mother bird with the children, Yikrua, the pasuk goes on, Yikrua over Orve Nachal. They will be attacked by the ravens of the riverbed. Yava Orev Shuach Zari, the raven who is cruel, will come the Yikrena and will start pecking at it. Valyana Mimena, whatever he gets as a result of this, he will have no pleasure from. And then the pasuk goes on to say, "For Yavo Nesher Shurachman, and an eagle, which is generally merciful, will come v'yochlena and eat it in the inner manner." In other words, if you don't keep kibud avim, and you don't keep shluch haken, and you have illicit gains as a result, so they will be destroyed.
Besides the father and mother, you said something.
Shluch haken.
Yeah, what's that?
Sending away the mother bird when you want to take the kids.
Oh.
Well, it's not so clear. There is as a matter of fact, we are accustomed nowadays to fill the mitzvah even if we don't want the eggs, to send away the mother bird, because there is such an opinion that even if you don't want the eggs, you still have to send away the mother. Okay. Says Rabbi Yonis or Rabbi Yanai, Habiyas, and they were sitting. Asachat bar Nashon, a certain person came, Noshik wiggled the Rabbi Yonison, and he kissed the feet of Rabbi Yonison. Omer Rabbi Yanai, it's Rabbi Yanai, said, Mativo, Usholim Lachminya, Mativo Shalim Lachminya Moi, what favor does he owe you from some previous day? Omer Lei, so Rabbi Yonison said, Chazman, one time, Asakiveli, he came and complained to me, Abrei, concerning his son, Diaznune, that his son should feed him, should support him. Armitzlay, and I said to him, Ezel Tzok Be Medrasha, Ilavi Uvizise. And I went and said to him, I would go and shout at his son in the Beis Medrash and degrade him until he supported his father. And he went, it worked, and he did it. Amarle, so Rabbi Yana said, "V'lom lo kafisi." Why didn't you beat the kid till he did it? Use corporal force, corporal punishment. Amarle, so he said, "V'koyfile." Do we beat people on this mitzvah of kibra v'aim? Amarle, so he said. In other words, he thought it was Michel Ben, Michel Av. Rabbi Edison said, "I thought the father has to support himself, so I couldn't beat the kid to do it. I used other persuasive tactics." But not beating him, Amarlei. So Rabbi Yana said, "Fadayin at lazu." Do you still hold by that opinion? No, the son has made for kibud avim. Chazabei Rabbi Yana's son v'kava shmur min shmei. Rabbi Yana's son reneged on his previous position and now learned in the name Rabbi Yana that the child has to support the father. As Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Ren Rav Shulva Nachman. They both came, and Omer Rabbi Yonasan, the same day, Rabbi Yonasan, Shekovin es haben lazunasov, that you forced the son to feed his father. Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Rabun, halavai avon kosh miose brirali, halavai, would it have been that all sugyas are clear to me, kador, as this sugya is, that Shekovin es haben lazunasov, that you forced the kid to feed the father. Now, we don't pass like this, Hushami. We pass in that it's a mitzvah on the son to feed his father. But it's a mitzvah tzedakah. It's not part of kibud avim. That's where the Bavli holds. Yerushalmi holds it's part of kibud avim for the son to feed his father. Okay? Gemilas chasadim. Gemilas chasadim is the mitzvah tzedakah. Have no share. Nusivas, it says, which has reward in this world and the world to come. Dichsiv, as it says, Roidei tzedakah v'chesed. Person who pursues charity and kindness, Yimtzachayim, he'll find life. Tztaka, he'll find justice or charity as well himself. The covet, and he'll find honor. Covet, Bolam Hazeh, he'll find both covet and chaim. Covet, Bolam Hazeh, he'll get honor in this world, get honor at dinners. The chaim lo habon, he'll get real life when he doesn't have to go to a dinner in the world to come. Rabbi Yitzchak used to take this part of his meals. This is in the Bavli Ksuvos. Is to take branch of a hadas tree. Famahadis kumakume kala with dance with it in front of a kala at a wedding. Five Rabbi Zera Chamila, Rabbi Zera used to see him. When Tamikume would hide from him. Omar, he said, Chamila and Dain Saba, see this old man, Echu Mafislan. How he is embarrassing us rabbis by dancing frivolously at weddings. It came in the Domach when Rav Shmuel Yitzchak died, have a plus shine for 3 hours. There were Kalin who barking Bama, they were stunning and enlightening the world. Nafka's Baras Kalo, Basco came out for Umrah and said, "The Damuch Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel Yitzchak has died. He was the Damuch Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Goymach Gemol Chasadim. Shumar Yitzchak, the Goma Chasodim has died. Nafkun, let us, the heavens, now go out, Lemikmar Lechesed, to do with him kindness. Nachasas Eshtam in Shmaya, a fire came down from the heavens, Visavito came, Shibshah the Nur, and it became like a Hadas branch of fire, Beinar say, between his stretcher, Litzibura, and the congregation. Favim Birya say, Armin, and the people would set over there, Hainda Hadain Saba, this is the merit. This fire is in the merit of that old man, to come say Shabashte who's a das, stood him in good stead that he should be able to have this chus. Honor. To show that he was a big tzaddik. The fire came down after Shmuel Yitzchak died. A fire in the form of a hadas branch came down and stood in front of his coffin to show everybody that he was a really holy man, and his holiness was manifest in his dancing frivolously in front of a chosn and kala to make them happy. Okay? Ksiv, it says, Sumera, go away from bad, Vaseitov, do good. Bakish Shalom, quest peace, Rodfeu, and pursue it. Baksheu bimkomcha, quest it in your place, which is Olam Hazeh, v'Rodfeu, and pursue it mokamacher in the world to come. So Avon Shalom and Amu Chaver brings peace both in this world and in the world to come. Amrav Tavyem, Rav Tavyem said, Nemrakan Radifa, it says here pursuit. In Nemalan Radifa, it says pursuit or elsewhere. Where's elsewhere? I forgot. And by Gemilus Chasadim. By Gemilus Chasadim. So Ma Radifa Shinemar Lalan Kova Bolam Azev Chaim Laba. She's like Radifa, which is said by Gemilus Chasadim, is honor in this world and life in the world to come. Avkoch, okay, and so here it's the same thing. The Talmud Torah, Rabbi Brechia, Rabbi Chia, the Kfar Chumin, had a machlokas. Chadam, I once said, if you call him Kulo, Eno Shavu, the Dover Echosh Torah, even all matters of this world are not equivalent to one word of Torah. The Chadam, the other said, I feel coming to the Surah Shal Torah, even all the mysteries of the Torah itself, Eno Shavu, the Dover Echosh Torah, they're not equivalent to one word in the Torah. Rabbi Tanchuma and Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, they had the same machlokas. Chadam Rakado, one said like one, Chadam Rakado, and the other said like the other one. Rabbi Abba Avud, Rabbi Abba Bar Mori, B'shem Rav Acha, he dashed the psukim also in this fashion. Kasav Acha Raimer, one pasuk says, V'chol Chafatim lo Yishvua. All objects are not equivalent to Torah. V'kasav Acha Raimer, and another pasuk says, all of your objects are not equivalent to Torah. What's the Jin of Psukim? Chafati, the first part talks about just generic objects. It means that precious stones and pearls are not equivalent to Torah. Chafat Secha, where it says your objects are not equivalent to Torah, that's even the other mitzvah of the Torah are not as significant as the study of Torah. It says, Kiva Eilu Chafatzi Lum Hashem, this is what I want, the study of Torah, that's the highest madrega in Judaism. Artavun, who according to Pashim Shad here was a guy, Shoch Rabbi Yudhu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he sent Rabbi Yonasi, Chad Margoli Tava, one precious jewel, at miton, without blemish, without any nicks, without any flaws. So he said to Rabbi, Shlach li mila tov, the couple say, send me something which is as good as that. Shoch li chad mezuzah. So Rabbi sent him a mezuzah. See, mezuzahs cost a lot of money even back then. So he said, Mana shlach loch, mila d'leis meitimai. What I send you, something which has no flaw. Vachloch li mila, the tava chad puller. And he sent me something which is worth a puller, which obviously some coin. Amarle, so he said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said to Chafotzecha, your objects, V'chafotzai, together with my objects, the sum total of both of our wealths, Lo Yishuba, they're not equivalent to this. V'lo Nalis Elad Acholach Tali Mila Ta'ana Matir Lo. You sent me something that I gotta watch it, I gotta watch the precious stone. V'ana Shalchi Maloch Milach, and I sent you something, that Domachloch, you'll sleep, V'matir Loch, and it'll watch you. It says, the Torah, when you go, it watches you, and when you sleep, it watches over you as well. So mezuzah is also the Torah, which protects you, not the cloth, the Torah. With Unklus, a similar idea, that's right. Ra'imona Shama, Kulon, he learned all of this out, he heard all of this literally, Minodain Kari from this pasuk. This is not something empty from you. Zetamu Torah. Kihu chayechem, because it's your life, zekibud oveim. Uvidovra zetarichun yomim, imechem, and with this thing you'll have long days, zukumilz chaslanim, that's kindness. Al adoma, on the earth, zavoshol, benom chavero. They're all included in this pasuk of the brachos which Hashem gives of in this world and the world to come. However, corresponding to them, we connect on, corresponding to them, Albert Voim, there are four things, Shehini Froim in the other, so too, we punish a person in this world, and we have a whole Gehenim still stockpiled to him for the world to come. As it gets for the following four things. You can guess which one they are, they're the big four. Velu, and these are they. Avodah Zorah, idolatry, Gilui Arayis, licentiousness, Shvichus Domim, murder, the Lashon Hara, Kinei Kulam, Lashon Hara corresponding to all of them. Avodah Zorah Minayin, I know Avodah Zorah, Hikoris, Tikoris, and every shame may that soul be excised, Avonah Ba, its sin is within it. Matam Lomer Avon Aboaz Amin Etzinu Dinen Malamit Shanevesh Nichreses. It teaches us that you get Koreth, the soul gets cut from the world to come, and still Avon Aba, it still has Aveir to atone for in this world. Uksiv, it says, it says about Avon Azar, this nation sinned a great sin. That says Gedoyla there by Avon Azar. Mr. Zuger, we're 7 lines at the bottom. And they made the golden calf. What says Gdola by Avodazar? We learn Exer Shava. Just like it says Gdola by Avodazar, but Gdola also it says, says, how can I do this great evil with Chatasi Lelo came and sent to God? Shvichus Domi, spilling blood. Minayna, we know that because it says, Vayomer, kind, El Hashem, kind says to God. Godel avoni mina so, my sin is greater than you can bear. Here too it says Godel, so it's Xer Shavat Gili Arayas and Avadazar. Kshubait's Lashon Hara, what does it say by Lashon Hara? Ma'ora say Lo Godel, doesn't just say Godel, Velo Gedola, nor Gedola, Velo Idil, El Gedolos. Lashon Hara is the greatest, the worst. Yichas Hashem, where it says, may God excise. Kol Sivsei Chalokos, all those smooth tongues. Loshem Medaberes Kedolos, the tongues which speak great haughty things. Ksiv, it says, Vayava Yosef is Dibasam Rol Aviyem. Yosef brought their negative speech to their father. Now Yosef, of course, was speaking Lashon Hara on his brothers. Ma Omar, what did he say? Ramer Amar, he told his father, Chashudimein, Alevim Minachai, they're suspect to eat unslaughtered meat. Rabbi Yehuda is housing bnei shvachos. They're mocking the children of the shvachos. The nagim by kabbonim use them like slaves. Shimon Omer, nice to meet a name, but if no sorts, they're looking at the daughters of the land to have anky panky with them. Rabbi Yehuda and Pazi said about this: Palais must name mishpat laHashem maaseu. Pay for yourself. Prepare for yourself. Balances or scales of justice to God in his ways. Call out the keys. Have in your pocket all the stones which are necessary in order to weigh things. Meaning, Hashem's going to make sure to weigh back at you what you weigh at Him. Such as, Ma'omar, what do you say? Chashudim hein ala Avram minachai. They're suspect in eating Avram minachai. Omar Kushbaro said, Ani mochiach aleim shem shochtin va'aslin. I'll prove to Yosef that they shecht before they eat. They shecht as they go. As it says, Vayishtu sirizin, they shecht the goat. Vahit blus akronis bedam, they dip Yosef's shirt in the blood. Ma'omar, what did Yosef say? Mezalzein b'nei shvachos, that the shvatim degrade their children, their brothers, who are the children of Bilhah and Zilpah. And they treat them like slaves. Levinim kayosef, Yosef's going to be slave, they're sold as a slave as well. Ma'omar, what did Yosef say? Nosti menem b'vno sa'oretz, they are paying attention to the daughters of the land. Haduva miskarilach, I'm going to attack you with a bear. As it says, Vatiso Hs Adoina Vesenel, Yosef, Potiphar's wife, lifted up her eyes to try and seduce Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Shem Yochanan said, Zeshoim Lashon Hara, and he says, Lashon Hara, Enoimer never says Lashon Hara, Achkoifer until he denies God's supremacy in the world. How so? Matamo Apostle teaches us this. Asher Omru, those who say the Lishonenu to their tongues, Nagbir. Our tongue should be amplified. Sivasenu ito, we have our lips. Mia don lanu. Are you lost? Who's a master unto us? You're in the right. You're on the right place. Where are we? This 6 lines down from the top. Kol Averos. Kol Averos. See that? Kol Averos. They say, who's our master to us? We're our own masters over God, so that's heretical. Kol Averos Odom Chayte Boretz. All sins, a man sins on the earth. Ve'lu Chayte Mashmayim Varetz. These are sin in the heavens and the earth. You know why? Because speech is that which connects man with the heavens. Right? That's why it says, when it says, Vayipach Bapov Nishmas Chaim, So Runku says man became a ruach memalala, because the ruach, which a person has the power of speech, is that which connects the divine to the mundane. So therefore a person sins with his tongue. He's not just singing in this world, he sells indeed he's sinning in the higher realms as well. And that's what it says, they're sitting in the heavens and earth. My Talmud Pasuk teaches this, Shasu Bashamayim PM, they placed their mouths in the heavens, Ushonam Talich Baretz, and their tongues walked around in the ground when they said Lashon Hara. Rabbi Yitzchak said another Pasuk about this, Binu Na Zos, remember this, Shochechei Eloka, those who forget their God, Penet Arefe Matzil, lest I rip you apart and there'll be no salvation. So they're sinning against God. Amrei Bishim Levi, Tosha Bachecha Tidaber, when you return and speak against your brother, Bevenim Chotite Dovi, your mother's son, you say bad things. Maxi Taman, what does it say about such a person? Lo Rasha, like for an evildoer, like this. Amar Lokim Hashem says, Malcho Saper Chukai, why are you learning my Torah? I don't want you. But the Sabri CLAP, how can you bear my covenant upon your mouth? So obviously very extreme psukim against Lashon Hara. Ashor Lashon Hara, where does it say in the Torah not to speak Lashon Hara? It says, Minai, now we know, learn out. Be careful of all negative things, including speaking Lashon Hara. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Lo Tani Rabbi Shmo, Lo Teach Rochim Ba'amecha. Didn't Rabbi Shmo learn out from somewhere else? It says, Lo Teach Rochim Ba'amecha. Zurechilas Lashon Hara, this is going from place to place and telling Lashon Hara. Tani Rabbi Chemer Chemer said, Lo Teach Rochim Ba'amecha. You shouldn't be like a peddler. Matin Vorav Shosel Azeh, carrying this guy's speech to over there, the Shosel Azeh, and that guy's speech to over here.
I'm Rabbi Chanina. Chir said, Bo Re Kama Kosher Hu Avak Lashon Hara. Come and see even how something which is quasi Lashon Hara is bad. Shedibra Aksuvin Lashon Badoi, the Torah lied about certain things. Bishril Atil, the Badai, I should say, stretching the truth. Shvila Atil Shom, in order to bring peace, Ben Avram Lusara. So anything which causes friction is called Avak Lashon Hara, and the Torah itself prevents that. Where do we see that? Batitzak Sora Bekir Bolemar, Sora laughed in heart saying, Achreblo see Yoisoliad. No, after I'm worn out, I'm going to have a fresh start. Finally, he's okay, my master is old. That's what she said. He said, my master, Avram can't procreate anymore. So what did the Malachim say to Avram? He's okay. Avram, ain't no American. They didn't say that Avram. Lomas, what did they say that Avram? Lomas that Sora Lemo. Why did Sora laugh in order to say half omnome laid vanizokanti? And I got old. Vanizokain, that she said my master's old. Ain't Siv Khan, it doesn't say vanizokanti. I got old. See how terrible is friction, which is generated by Avak Lashon Hara. Shadibru Achachomi Aksuvin Tibre Badoi, the Pasuk spoke things which were made up in order to prevent argumentation between Yosef and his brothers. Where do we see such a thing? But it says a very famous quote, Rashbi Zan Chumash, Hadol, you see that's how it says, Vitzivuas Yosef Lemar. They commanded Yosef, saying, in other words, the brother sent the message to Yosef, your father commanded before his death, Lemor, to say, Kosem will Yosef, is what you say to Yosef, Ona, Sona, please bear the iniquities of your brothers. We don't see that Yaakov said anything to the, about telling Yosef to bear the iniquity of his brothers. But in order to prevent strife between Yosef and his brothers, the apostle is willing to record that lie which they promulgated at the time. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yenison said, Mutter lerme Lashon Hara al da ba machlokis. He speak Lashon Hara on people who do create strife and divisiveness between the Jewish community. Thing is, we take this a little bit too far. What we say is,
hey, what Jews don't create strife and divisiveness, and we immediately start speaking Lashon Hara about everybody. That's why. Right. So this is our hatred to speak Lashon Hara, right? Well, I'm just being facetious. My time, our pasuk teaches us this, however, that this is permissive, permissible, that when Bathsheba came to complain to David about Adonio, Nosan Anovi said, I will come after you, and I will fulfill, in other words, confirm that which you say. Rabbi Seira, boy, kumi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Seira asked for Rabbi Yossi, mivnei manei rag Adonio ben Chagis. Why was Adonio killed by Shloimeh? Just because he wanted to marry Abishag Shunamis, who was David's maidservant? So he said, no. Eloi Mevakshim. That was the excuse. They wanted an excuse. Because he was a person who was involved in creating strife and divisiveness. That wasn't Adonio who did that. That was Yoav.
Yoav
bumped up Avner. We're not up to Avner yet. That's later. We'll get to it. Says Mora Amarle, we just said. Boy and come Rabbi Yechon, they asked Rabbi Yechon, Ezu Lashon Hara. What is, what's Lashon Hara? Ha Omro, somebody who says Lashon Hara is Lashon Hara. Vayoda, but somebody, if somebody can become, becomes aware of Lashon Hara, makes others aware of Lashon Hara, even in a roundabout way, that's also Lashon Hara. A Yodo is like Hamotio. You make it known even without saying it. Where do we have such a case? A couple of cases in that regard. Chanusa de Kidna, there was a certain store of linen. Havas, there was. They had an occasion where the king pressed the workers to come. From this linen store to come work for the government. Avatamon Chad, there was a certain individual who worked in the linen store, Miskaya Bar Chovetz, whose name was Bar Chovetz, Philosophic, he didn't go up to work for the government. He managed to squirm out of it. Amre, so it came time for lunch. And the guys who were pressed into labor said, Manor Chlin Yamode, what should we eat today? Amar Chad, so one of the guys there, who was upset that Bar Chovetz got up, said, I know. You know what we'll eat? Amar Chad, Chovtza. Let's eat Chovtza, which are a type of bean. Because he wanted to jog the memory of the officials that they should realize that Bar Chovetz wasn't there. And that worked. And they said, Amar Yesu Chovetz, they said, hey, let's go get Chovetz. He's not here to work. That's Lashon Hara. We didn't make it explicit. But people became aware as a result of something which you did that's also formed Lashon Hara. Okay? Says the Gemara, another case of the same type. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ze Lashon Hara Ba'atznei. Rabbi Yochanan said, that's Lashon Hara in secret. Another case of the same types. Buvutus Tziporin, the officials in Tzipori, Havson Tzumas, they were also pressed into government labor one day. And there, Avataman Chilchad, Miskar Yochanan, a certain individual there whose name was Yochanan, Veloso, he didn't go to the work. Amar Chal Chavrei. So one of the guys who was pressed said to his friend, Leison and Salki and Vakal Rabbi Yochanan Yomadein, we won't get a chance to go visit Rabbi Yochanan today. Amrin, and they picked up and they said, oh, Yochanan. Tak. Yesa Yochanan. That's also, says the Shog Jam Shem Lokis, Ze Lashon Hara B'tzina, that's Pat hidden Lashon Hara. Am Rabbi Abar Kana. Doro Shul David, the generation of David Klum, Tzigim, they're all righteous for you. By they Shalem deal Turin, but because there was Lashon Hara among them, Hoyetzilim Milchoma, Milchoma Vayunofli. They will go out to war and they would fall in battle. Who should be David? That's David. That's what David said. Nafshi b'soch levoy meshkava. My soul resides or slumbers among fiery people. Nafshi b'soch levoyim, and my soul is among lion cubs. Ze Avner umavamasa. This refers to Avner Amasa, Shua Levoy, Mitzvah, Lion Cubs, and Torah. Eshkefar Lo Atim, I'm sleeping with those who are fiery. Zed Doi Vachitofa, that Zoy Vitofa, Shua Yu Lo Atim, who are burned, quickly pursued, yet Lashon Hara. B'nei Adam, the pasuk goes on, people, Shineim Chanis, whose teeth are spears, v'chitim and arrows, Elu Bali Kila. These are the people of Keila, who were one of the cities where David took refuge from Shaul, and they snitched on him. V'chsiv, as David said, I is Giruni Bali Kila, with the masters of Kila Gimior Biyodo, in the hands of Shaul, Hayirei Shaul come down, Ushonim Cherem Chada, and their mouth, their tongues were sharp swords. Elu Azifin, these were the people from Zif. The Ziv, it says, Bevoz, even the Zifim also snitched on David. They came to Shaul and said, David is in so-and-so place. Was the Shomar David Nekosh Baruch at that time, David said to Hashem, Ribon Eloi, Master of the World, Mashkinos Choleir Lords, why is your divine presence coming down here? The Jews don't deserve it. Soli Shkinos Chiminelm, remove your divine presence from among them. But they'll see that's not what it says, that David said, Rumal Shamayim Elohim, become lofty in the heavens, God, on earth, Kvodecha, only leave your honor down here on the ground. That's David's generation. Therefore, people go to war and die in battle. Like Bathsheba's husband, what was his name? Uriachiti, he died in battle. Avol, however, Tarshalach, the generation of Achav, over the Avodah Zarah, they were idolaters. Vaidei Shaloyah ben Dutur, because they didn't have Lashon Hara among them, Hayodil Mechon, they go out to war, and no Tzchina be successful. Husha Vadyo Amal Elio, how we know that from the case of where Vadyo told Elio. Valo God, Lodon, he wasn't told to my master, Asher, Sisi, Barogi, Zevos, Nevei Hashem, that which I did when Nezevel started killing the Nevi'im of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened then? I supported the Nevi'im, I put them in caves, I hid them, and I sustained them with lechemayim, with bread and water. Im lechem lamamayim, if it was bread, if you gave them the bread, why do you also give them water? You gave them water, you have to give them bread. It teaches us that it was, since there was no water, it was much more difficult to bring them water because they had no running water in that cave whatsoever. Says the Gemara, Elio Marchis Bar Carmel. Elvadio was hiding all these Nevi'im for Hashem. Elio mounts in Har Carmel. Anino Saki Navi Levadi Hashem. I remain by myself a sole prophet to God. B'chama Yadin. And all the assembled nation knew that there were many Nevi'im in hiding, I think 450, being hit by Avadio, but they didn't say anything. The Loma Fast Milamaka, they didn't tell King Achav. The Loma Koryo Solo Shlishi, why is Lashar called a trifold language, triple language? Shorik Shlosha, it kills three people. Home road, the person says it, Vamakal, person who accepts it, possession, never love, the person concerning whom it's told. We may show Nergu Arban, they just show four Rikul Lashon Hara. Doeg, Shomru said it. Show Shakiba who accepted. Achimelech, who was the Kohen in Nov, which was killed by Shaul, and Avner. Avner Lamanerag, why was Avner killed? If Shimon Levi, Shimon Lakish Rabbanon argue. Shimon Levi, Marash, also Damon Shonarim Schok. He had his young lads fight with the young lads of Yoav, and they all killed each other, and that was improper. It was just done in jest. It was improper. That's why he had to die. Shneimer, as it says, Yokumunan Arim, let the young arise before us. Yisachu Lufanei, play before us. Yom Rav, now Yokumunan said they can arise. Rav Shimon Lagash Omar, he was killed. Al Shikti Matzmo Lishmo Lishmo Shel David. When he wrote a letter to David, he wrote his own name first. But don't see that that's what it says. Vaishlacham ner malochim el David tachtov. Avner sent messengers to David below him. In the letter, he wrote his name above David. Lamar saying the following: Lemi aretz, to whom is the land? And here he wrote kasav. He wrote min Avner le David. From Avner David, that's a no-no. It's not honor of the king. Rabban Amru Ashaloi Niach Lasholi Spies Min David. It's because he didn't allow Shaul and David to make up. But don't see that that which it says, Vaviro Gamroe. David says to Shaul, don't you see? It's Knaf Milcha Biyodi. You see, I cut off the corner of your garments in my hand. Amalei. So we Avner, but at the time was not for David, said to show Mat Boy Mina Dain Guguli. What do you want from that? From that Guguli literally means something which goes around and around. It means that person is just talking endlessly. He didn't take it off your coat. He didn't cut it off the corner of your garment. Besira Huarta, you got stuck on a thorn. David didn't do it. The next time now came Shibolu Magal. The next time David went into the circle where Shaul was sleeping and removed his spear and his water jug on Marlei, so that time David said to Avner, Halo Sane Avner, can't you answer me, Avner? Gabi Knaf by the garment of Marta, you said we're on top of him and Aleph now. Marta, you said Besira, it happened with a thorn. Who are you? You got stuck in a thorn. Chonis, however, the spear, but Sabach is in the water dish. Besiro, Aru, where they get stuck on thorns also? How do they manage to get all of them? Ha ha! Now see what you can say. The Yeshurim, some say that the reason why Avner was killed was he could have protested Shaul's killing of Nov. Yerakwani Velo Michoi did not do so. Avner? No. Yoav, not Avner.
Yoav himself. So none of these reasons are that he was mechaper for the sins of the ministry.
No, that was David's thing. That was not, not what it says. Mara doesn't buy that. Right. Says the Gemara. I'm running out of breath, guys. It says sharp arrows of a mighty person with coals from the rosin plant. This is very Lashon Hara. All weapons hit a certain place. Lashon Hara is a makim rechok and hit even at a distance. All coals, kovui machutz, they first extinguish on the outside, and then kovui fnim, but then they extinguish on the inside. Ve'elu lashon hara, aval pi shekovui machutz, even if they're extinguished on the outside, lo kovui fnim, they're always lingering, they're never extinguished on the inside. Lashon hara always lingers and malingers. Ma'isa bechutchiniach gozol gecholim baras bechad, is a certain case, in fact, where somebody left hot coals on Sukkot, uvah mitzon, boros pesach, and found him still bringing pesach, and I believe it's probably an allegory in saying that the Lashon Hara he told in Sukkot was still rolling about, hot and fresh as just yesterday, many months later by pesach. Lashon Hara, I spoke when I, when I said that God doesn't want you to eat the fruit. That's what caused me to go around with my tongue sticking out. Then Ma'anoya L'choshat Anoshech. Well, then they asked the snake, what pleasure do you get in biting? Arye Torei Fochel. A lion rips up, but then he eats. Zev Torei Fochel. A wolf rips up, then he eats. At Ma'anoya, what pleasure do you get from biting? Armaloy, and he said, in the Bavli, it goes on and says, I'm just like if somebody tells Lashon Hara. I get no tangible pleasure from it. It's just the pleasure of doing evil unto others. Yerushalmi says slightly differently. Armani said, "Im yachush yashuch anochash blo lachash." If the snake will bite without a whisper, you misunderstand, says Nachash. Ilule itmar limin shamayim nachis laavina nachis. If they told me from shamayim to bite, I wouldn't bite. In other words, it's a decree. I gotta bite. Hashem says I have to bite. Midei ma'atanoshech echo ever echad. Why do you bite one limb? B'choyvar magishim, and all the limbs of the body feel it. Amar lehem. So on this, he said to the people who queried him, "V'liatem sholim, you're asking me. Imru l'ba'al loshon. Go ask about loshon hara. He does the same thing. Shom Rekan, he says loshon hara here. V'orig b'rom, and he kills people in Rome as a result." Rome, Rome, he says, Lashon Hara in Rome, Vari Basura kills people in Syria as a result.
Why does the snake remain between the fences? It lurks around the bottom of fences, or inside the fence. So the Nachash response is, it's a punishment to me, because Ani Pogatzti Gitra Shalom, I broke open the fence of the world and had Mother Mechava kicked out of Gan Eden. Okay, he says more further. As chus yesh lo keren v'yesh lo peros. Merit has principle for the world to come and has profit in this world. Avera yesh lo keren, and Avera has the principle to pay off in Ganem in the world to come. V'yesh lo peros, it doesn't have any benefits, so to speak, in this world. As chus yesh lo keren v'yesh lo peros. Benefit, merit has fruit and principle and fruit. Shemot says, "Imrut tzadik kitov." Say to the tzadik that he's good. Kipri malem yochlu. They'll eat their fruits. In other words, it'll be kitov. It'll be good in the world to come. And in this world, they'll eat the fruit of their labor. Avera yesh lekerem in laperos. And avera has principle, but it doesn't have fruit in this world. Shemot says, "Oy l'rasha." Woe to the evildoer. Ra, it'll be bad. Because the handiwork or the results of his hands will be done back to him in turn. So if that's the case, Mani, if you say that there's no punishment in this world, Mani Mekayim, there's no payers in this world, Mani Mekayim, Biochel, Bibirakim, well, it says that they're going to eat from the fruits of their ways. When Avera has more ramifications beyond immediate, such as if you tell Lashnar the Samani and start to chain reaction, so then Mida Kenegi Mida, there are more consequences beyond Olam Haba. We get you in this world already. He has payers in this world. And Avera which had rotten fruit. Yesh lo peri, it gets a rotten punishment in this world. Shlosa peri, if it didn't create rotten fruit, ein lo peri, it doesn't get punished in this world. Similarly, machshava toiva, a good thought, mitzah moka mitzah for lemaisa, Hashem joins it up with a deed that should be considered to get rewarded. Machshava ro, a bad thought, ein moka mitzah for lemaisa. Hashem does not join up with the deed and it doesn't get punished. Machshava tova moka mitzar for lemaisa. The person good thought Hashem joins it up together with the deed. You'll see if it says oz nid buriyu Hashem isha reyu. When those of your God speak to each other, so etc. It says it's written the Sefer Zikara. Hashem remembers it and joins it up to a maisa. He rewards it. Machshava roi and Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. What bad thought Hashem does not join up, cause it to be considered like a maisa. Shemai oven imra isi believe evil do if I saw in my heart, lo yishma Hashem, Hashem will not listen to it. In other words, if I think bad, Hashem doesn't call me accountable for that. Hada tema, that which is said is true, be so by Jews. Ava goyim chiluva baba goyim, it's the exact opposite. Machshava toiv and Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. Hashem doesn't consider good thoughts by goyim as having any significance. Machshava roi, bad thoughts, yes. Which Baruch Mitzvah of Lamaisa Hashem considers that to have significance.
Is there something more humor about Machshava Rav?
Yes, Machshava Savoda Zora. You get punished even for the thought.
Right.
That's the only one. Says the Gemara. The Chassid, as it says, Vad Mali Shimshon until nightfall, have a Mishtadli Latzlusa. It says that Nebuchadnezzar was trying to, daven, the Lok Siva Shazvi doesn't say Hashem saved him. In other words, Hashem didn't count his attempts as being the same thing as Tefillah. Machshava Rokosh Borom Mitzar Lamaisa, bad deeds Hashem does consider to be acts by Goyim. The Siva says, Vad Esav Miketel, from murder, from the wrongdoing to your brother Yaakov. The Chiyar go, did Esav kill Yaakov? Elamalam, it's a chosh of Allah, teaches us that Esav thought to kill Yaakov. Elamalam, a chosh of the post considered him kilu argo as if he could kill him. Tani, we learned. Yankel, you have the place? Mr. Zuger, do we have the places?
completed by your...
Tani Rashin Gamliel. It's two lines below the end of the Gillian Ashras and Haman Olive. Tani Rashin Ben Yochai, excuse me. Tani Rashin Ben Yochai, it says just Rosh B here. Achei She'odam Tzadi Gomer, fascinating concept. A person was a righteous man, Kol Yom of his entire life. Achroin, on the last day of his life, Marty rebelled against God, Rachman al Islam. Ibid Zekom Ashwasa, he lost on everything he did, Kol Yom of his entire life. Matan Pasuk teaches us this, Bishum Tzadik Mitzikoso, and a righteous person reneges on his righteousness, Vasav, and does evil, Vigoymer, etc. Vishwaka Shamay Ashwasa says, only true Batar Rishonis, where he regrets. He has remorse that he did those mitzvahs which he did. It's exactly like tshuva, which is the exact opposite and antithesis of that. That's what I was about to say. Hareshu Adam Rosh Gomer Kol Yom, person was an evildoer his entire day. With so far as the tshuva, the end of the tshuva, because Baruch Hu Mekabel Hashem accepts him. My time, which supposed to teach us of Shuv Rosh and Miyashasa, when the Rosh turns from his evildoer, then Hashem accepts him. Of Rabbi Yochanan, this Elokah Aver Shasa. Oh, the others he did. Hey, now Shem Lokasri is accounted by him as merit. Matam, Apostolic, it says, Morva los ktios, fragrance prices. Kol Begino Secha is all of your treason. Kol Begino Shebekata be all the treason. You are traitorious against me, traitorous against me. Harei, Kamorva los ktios, they now are like fine spices. Now, I don't know about the theology of the next one. I can't really explain it well. Just read it. Ruvei Zchuyos Mute Averos. Person is mostly mitzvahs and a little bit of Averos. Nifroyim Mimenu, we give him punishment in this world. Mute Averos. Mute Averos. Mute. I'm sorry. I stand in the line. Before I made a mute, I various kalos also belong that we take retribution on the small amount of minor sins which he did in this world. Yeshua tainless chorim yishoyim los lava in order to give us complete reward in the world to come. If you have fewer averus than mitzvahs, they were given you a punishment in this world, so you get your reward in the world to come. Okay. However. Avo Rube Averos Umiot Chuyos. The person is mostly Averos and a minority of mitzvahs. No simlos kar mitzvahs kal shosabalam is that we give him the reward for the light amount of mitzvahs he did in this world. We shall report him in order to burn, consign him to the hellfires, Misholim, completely lo and baba in the world to come. That's how we explain it. That's the theology. The thing is, it calls the mitzvahs kalos and the averus kalos. Right? So I think we're talking about when the averus and the mitzvahs are such that they can be dealt with in this world. But sometimes, even if a minority of sins are of such great magnitude that they must be dealt with also in the world to come. And vice versa, even if a minority of mitzvahs, if they're of great magnitude and quality, they have to be dealt with in the world to come as well. Okay? In this world as well. In the world to come as well. World to come. Says more further. Avo, however, Haporik Menu O, somebody removes himself the yoke of heaven. But may for be somebody desecrates his bris mila. But God put a Torah, somebody who's brazen against the Torah. Apple be shish build the mice and time, though he has good deeds. Before I made a moment was there, we zap him in this world. If I can't care so about, we still have principle for which to burn him in the world to come. Have a deserve you that riot. Well, you got the chair forever. Avod Zora, Vigui Arias, Rabbi Yon, Rabbi Yezichara Markikalos, one said it's like non-severe sins, like light sins. Karma Chumus, one says like severe sins. Ma Anon Kami, what are we talking about? Im Shas of Tshuva, if either Ray did Tshuva, and Kotav Rav Nei Baal Tshuva, is nothing which stands before Tshuva. Tshuva always is efficacious. El Kiyona Kami, we're talking about a case supposed to Shlos of Tshuva. He did tshuva, may be certain, but he got afflictions in this world. He's an idiot. He was afflicted, but he never did tshuva. Jerk. So the thing is, if, however,
what his averus were those of.
Noah's good though, if he's afflicted.
That's what it says here. If we all let the avodah zarah rise our kalos, so his afflictions in this world atone for his sins. If we hold that they are chamuras, then he's still got to burn in the hellfires. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tamotini, we learned over there. Elu shen l'chel kolam abo, who doesn't have a portion of the world to come. Ha'emer, so he says, and it's amazing that there's no resurrection. Ve'etor shmai, there's no Torah given from heaven. Va'apikores, and one who removes the yoke of Torah for himself. Also people who read books which are improper. Somebody who mumbles on a wound which he has. It says, use the psukim to try and heal his wounds as magical incantations. Even somebody enunciates the divine name in its ineffable form. They added on, who else does have a chelkul haba? Haporikol, somebody who removes the yoke of heaven from himself. From a forbid, somebody who desecrates his brismila. From gal punim the Torah, and somebody who brazenly goes against the Torah. Ein lehem chelkul haba, they don't push the world to come. What? No, it's worse than chorus.
Well, this morning we spoke about
Briskav have chorus, it's still got to olam haba. A diminished Olam Haba, but gets the Olam Haba.
Regarding not having an Ila, we said the higher course.
Yes.
If you try to reverse the Ila,
you have no Chayek Olam Haba, it's worse.
So it's worse than
yes.
Because that answers the question.
Hypocrisy. Okay? Say the Gemara. A Poriko. What's a Poriko? Zeshoimer. Zeshoimer says, Yesh Torah, there is a Torah of any sort, I'm not going to keep it. Hamever be somebody who desecrates the bris milah, Zev Shua Moshech Lo Orla, it's a person who re-pulls a foreskin over his aver. Hamgab, but if there's someone who brazenly goes against the Torah, Zev Shua Omer, somebody says, Lo Nitna Term Yishmaim, conservative, or reform, Lok, Velok Fartini, so they already learned this before, Omer and Term Yishmaim, it's a separate category. Taim Chanina Sidva Sanfi Akumi Rab Mona, you're right. Magalpon, Zeu Shoy, Zeu Shoy, so he transgressed the Divine Torah, transgressed the Torah in public. Kon Yoyoki, Melch Yehuda, the Chavero, and his pals. Ruba Tzchiz, the person is mostly married to Yerush Ganeden, he goes to Ganeden. Ruba Averis, the person is mostly Averis, Yerush Ganem, he inherits Gehenim. Hoyam Uyan, if he's balanced, 50-50. Amar Rabbi Yisir, he said, No se avonos ink, Sivkan. Doesn't say Hashem bears sins. Ela no say avon. Doesn't say plural says a singular. Hashem bears a sin. What does it mean? The scales are balanced. Kodesh Baruch Hu chotiv star echo min averus. Hashem grabs one document from the averus side of the scale. Vaschrius machrios and the merits, are then win out. I'm Rabbi Lezer, I said another word, the same idea. Ulcha Hashem Echesed Hashem, you have kindness, ki atot tishalem l'ish kama aseyu. Because you pay a person as his deeds. Eli said, what if he has no deeds? He's 50-50 and has no mitzvahs to add on. At yoyed lem in didach, you give him some chesed of your own. He died to the Rabbi Lezer. That's what Rabbi Lezer said. The Rabbi Lezer said, I'm have rav chesed Hashem as much kindness, Mate klapi chesed, he inclines the scales towards chesed. Rabbi Yirmiyama, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzhak, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyama said, Rabbi Shmuel Yitzhak asked the kasha. It says, Tzedakah towards your time, it says, Tzedakah will watch an innocent person. We're showing to Salih Chatos, we're showing who distorted by their sin. Chatoim Tirdof Ra, the sinners will be pursued by evil, that Sadiqim Shalim Tov, the sin will get good. He relates to Muyolitz to scoffers Hashem will scoff. Lanovim Yitain Chain. To the modest he will give grace. Ragli Chasidim Yishmar Hashem will watch the footfalls of his pious people. Rishayim Achoshechidmo and Rishayim will sit in darkness. Kavar Chachom Yechol, the wise will get honor. Uksinli Marion Cologne, the fools, the ignorant will rise up in shame. Ask the Gemara, all these psukim indicate that Hashem grants special favor to the tzaddikim. The Sigin Sigah, Tarin, Tarin, do we raise up walls and put in gates for the tzaddikim? Do we favor them? Rabbi Yehoshua Meshuri took notes, not favoring. 10, page 10. First white line. Shomer Adam es atzmo in aver pam rishon v'shnei v'shlishis. Person watches himself from committing aver one, two, or three times. Hashem himself watches over him because he passed the test. Matan Pasuk teaches us this. Hen kol ela yifal kel. All these things will be worked by God. Parim shaloshim gever three times with the man. So it's three times he tests the man. If the man is successful, after that Hashem guards him. Rabbi Zera said, as long as he doesn't go back to the Avera himself. Matan Pasuk teaches us this. Achutam shulosh, a three-folded, a three-stranded rope. Lo olam yinatek. It doesn't say that it will never be rent asunder. Ain't siv kan. El lo bimheri yinatek. It won't be rent asunder quickly.
In matrachas alavi. But if you try hard to commit an avera, even if in the past you haven't committed such averas, then of course mitzakul the rope can snap. From Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, "I'm Rabbi Avo, name Rabbi Avo, and a kosh baruch hu ain lepan of shichcha. Hashem has no forgetfulness. However, Rabbi Shel Yisrael in the averus of Am Yisrael, nasa shochem. Sometimes he forgets them conveniently. Matam, why? No se avon. So though we read it, Hashem bears the sin." Nasavon, we can. It's written without above, as if Hashem carted the sin off, and therefore the scales are balanced in our favor. V'chein David David said, Nasasa avona mecha, you bore the sin of your nation. Kisisa kol chatos mtsela, you covered up all of their sins forever. We will stop here next week. The blot are mercifully shorter.
It was a nice Musa.
Yes, it was.
Vayeret Sisra, Me'al HaMerkava, Sisra got off his chariot, Vayanot Baraglev, and he fled on foot. Uvarak Radov Achrei HaRechev, Barak ran after the chariot, Vachrei HaMachane, and after Sisra wasn't there anymore. Then Barak ran after the chariots, Vachrei HaMachane, and after the camp, Ad Charosh HaSagoyim, until Charosh HaSagoyim, Vayipok HaMachane Sisra, and the Malvim says he ran, but he didn't have to fight. They're just falling like flies, by virtue of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waging war himself. There wasn't even one left. However, Sisra, he didn't go back to Charosh HaSagoyim. He ran the other way. He ran to the tent of Yoel, Eshes Chever HaKeni. By the way, that's why the language Ad Echad is used. There was nobody left up to one. Who was that one who was left? Sisra. We find the same language by Kriyas Yamsu. There was nobody left Ad Echad. Who was the one who went back to Egypt and told them what happened? Paro himself. Right, the same parallel. The sister Nasbraglov, he fled on foot El Oel Yoel Eshes Chever HaKeni, to the tent of Yoel, the wife of Chever HaKeni. Ki Shalom ben Yavin Mel Chatzor ben Beis Chever HaKeni. And here the word Shalom appears, which probably has something to do with the Shalmah. But they were at peace with everybody. The Canaanites, they were at peace with the Jews, they were at peace with the Goyim, they got along well with everybody. Vateitza Yoel likras Sisra. So Yoel came out to Sisra, and Vatomre Lov, and she said to him, Sura Adoni, come to me, come in, my master, Sura Eli. Now nobody picks up on the double language, but I assume that the second Sura Eli was in fact a seductive one. First she was saying, come into my tent, I'll protect you, and then she seduced him, and we know that was part of her plan to try and to overcome him by enticing him into this illicit relationship. We know it in the next parak. We know Dvorah says that they had relations seven times.
Explicit?
It's pretty explicit. You'll see in the next parak. Kara, there's pretty explicit language there. Okay. Oh yes, she was Jewish persuasion. Chever was also. The Yisraelites converted. They were Gerei Tzedek. And this is a famous case, Rabbi Sai, in the Gemara it says, this was one of the great Averos Lishma.
Yoel was committing adultery. She was forbidden on her husband after this. She had to be divorced. But she did it in order to save Am Yisrael. And it's permitted. You're allowed to do it. To save Am Yisrael, certain averus are permitted, including Yehareg Valyavors. That's what it says there. Gemara Nazir. Bavkov Gimel. Yeah, assuming there was no alternative. That's correct. So that's what happens here. That was her cheshbon, and later on we'll see Dvorah in the next parak praises her for this decision. It's a judgment call. She was right. Altiro, don't be afraid, she says. Vayosela, he went into her oela, to the tent, vatchaseu basmicha, and she covered him with a blanket. Vayomela, then he said to her, ashkini no matmai, give me a little bit of water to drink itzameisi, because I'm thirsty. Vatiftachas norachalov, so instead, famous case, everybody knows this, she opened the milk jar, vatashkeu, and she gave him to drink the milk, vatchaseu, and then she covered him. Now here it doesn't say Vatchaseu Basmicha. It just says she covered him. Right, so the Rishonim says, so the Rishonim say that it means that he got uncovered to drink the milk and then she covered him again. But I think, like you pointed out, that it refers to she covered him in a different way. And this means that this also is implying the relationship which they had there in the tent. Vayomela. In the meantime, after that was over, so he was really tired now, which was part of the plan. Vayomela, he said to her, At Amot Pesach Oel, stand by the front of the tent. Now, I know it should say MD according to proper grammar. So the Malbim says that this was not a direct quote, but rather he had said to her to stand in front of the tent. Vayom Ishavo, and this is an actual quote. He said to her, if somebody comes, Ushelech will ask you, Varmar, and says, Ayeshbo Ish, is there somebody inside? Varmar, you should say no. And the odds are he won't want to check inside because in that time it wasn't Sugapas, it wasn't considered proper for a man to go in and search a woman's tent. So as long as she said no, nobody would come in. Vatikach Yoel, Eshes Hever, Akenius, Yisad Hoel. Yoel, the Eshes Hever, Akenius, Hever, sorry, it doesn't say Kani here. Took et yisad ho'el. Took the, what?
If you're making a comparison and that's valid enough between this and the case of Yisrael, it seems such a perfect opportunity to say, Vayar Moshe, ki ein ish.
Yeah. Ki ein ish. I don't know. You're right. Could be. Yeah. So, somebody told me today that he found 50 parallels between this parsha and the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, Vatikach Yoel Eshes Chever Es Yisad HaOel, she took a tent stake. Vatosem Es HaMakev Es Yodan, she took a mallet. Vatavoy Labulot, and she came secretly. Vatiskah Es HaYosei Barakoso, she stuck the stake into his forehead. It's temple, actually. Vatitznach Baretz, now the Malim says she was not strong enough to pound with the mallet on the stake. It was a nace. Vatitznachbarts, she just put the peg there and she was trying to lift up the hammer and she couldn't. Vatitznachbarts, the peg on its own went Vatitznach. Vatitznach means to dive. It dove into the ground on its own through his skull. Vunirdam Bayoev, he was tired, very, very, very tired. Vayamos, he didn't wake up, he didn't feel a thing, he just died. Now it's interesting, one of the Rishonim says, it might even be a Medrash, I forget who it was, says that why should take a tent stake to do it? Because a woman is not allowed, it's not halacha. No halacha lemaisa, because if you're pikuach nefesh, then you even use a gun. But she said, it says a woman is not allowed to use male weapons. Lo yekli gever alisha. So therefore she did it b'shinui. She didn't take a sword to kill him, she took a tent peg to kill him. You don't know that? A woman is not allowed to bear weapons. A man's weapons. Yeah. So, okay. So in any event, that's Vinei Barak Yatrodev. In the meantime, Barak was running. He tried to find Sisra. As Sisra, Vateitze Yoel likroso, Yoel came out to greet him. Vatomer lo, and she said, Lech vareches ha'isha sh'atom vakesh. Come and I'll show you the man who you're looking for. Vayovela, and he came after her. Vines Yisro nofel meis, and behold, Sisro was lying there dead. Vayoseid barakoso, and the stake was through his temple. Vayachna lo ilokim bayom hus yavin melchana lifnei b'nei Yisro. God on that day destroyed Sisro in front of B'nai Yisrael, and Yavin, I know, and Yavin that day was vanquished, but Yavin still had other forces. He was a very powerful king. This is not just, you know, stomach king. Nonetheless, Vatelech Yar B'nai Yisrael holoch v'koshel Yavin. The hand of Am Yisrael became stronger and stronger on Yavin until gradually Adashir Chrisus Yavin Melech Kanan, until they completely uprooted Yavin Melech Kanan. They completely destroyed all of his forces, not just this one. Now let's talk a little bit about Yoel to finish up the evening. First of all, why does Rabbi Akiva come out from this union of Sisra and Yoel? So I... What? Excuse me? Yeah, it's in Chazdiya. Yeah, it's in the Gemara says that Mibnei Bonav Shel Sancheir Lomdu Torah Barabin. They taught Torah and to the masses, and the Rishon, I forget who brings down there that was Rabbi Akiva. That Mibnei Bonav Shel Sisra is Rabbi Akiva. It's brought down in several places. I think it's even in Midrashim. Yeah, it's a known thing. So it must be. That it's based on this principle, which the Zohar says, Ilav Yetzar lo ishtaka chamidu doraisa. Why was the Yetzar of Taiva created? Well, there are many reasons. But what was one of the reasons why the Yetzar of lust was created? Why is there such a drive in the world? And the Zohar says that this drive doesn't go away in the world to come. This drive remains with mankind for all eternity. This lust. Why? Because lust is supposed to be sublimated and channeled into the right direction. And the proper form for which to use lust is to yearn and lust for Torah and for closeness to God. And somebody who uses the power of lust the right way channels that lust not to something profane and mundane, but rather to something lofty and high. And the truth is, that these women, the entire time throughout the parak, the women have the Bina Yisera, know to take this power, which seems at face value to be negative, and use the power of emotion and the drives which emotion has for the proper purpose. And that really is the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh, because to really start Torah Shebaal Ksav is static. Whether you like it or not, we have it. But to create Torah Shebaal Peh, which is limitless, requires drive and commitment and great intensity. And it's only somebody who has that drive and is willing to commit themselves with great fervor and lust to night and day learn Torah, only such a person can create Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore it's critical that emotional commitment be involved in founding Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's what they were bringing from Sisra as well. Sisra, we're going to see in the next parak when it describes him, this is a very lusty person, and he was represented the general of Canaan, not just Stam, but more because he had this great Canaanite trait. So therefore, when Sisra came along, and that trait had to be subordinated and sublimated and used in the proper way, it was up to Yoel, who had this great dedication herself. She was willing to sacrifice her marriage in order to save the Jewish people, to be able to use this for the proper purpose. And that's what Yoel came along and did. And it's interesting, Tzadok says that were they to have the proper merits, they would have had the miracle, Am Yisrael would have the miracle occur in a much nicer way. Not through an Avera. But when Am Yisrael is not Zocher, then they don't have the salvation in a revealed divine way, but in a hidden way. A way which sort of calls Mamtik Mar B'Mar. He sweetens that which is bitter with something else which is bitter. We know that in the Chumash, by Mara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sweetened, who had the water sweetened, by throwing in a bitter piece of wood. That's what he told Moshe Rabbeinu to do. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show Am Yisrael it could be better, he does send the salvation, but only in a negative way. So that's why it was done through an Avera. But in essence, an Avera Lishma is a very important thing because it teaches us a very powerful lesson. That we mentioned this already last week. When one does a sin, but then one does tshuva, and one does proper tshuva on what one did wrong, then the Avera itself becomes a mitzvah. Right? Oh yes, it was for the saving Am Yisrael. An Avera L'shem Shemayim. She committed adultery to save Am Yisrael. Yes, but still an Avera.
So then why are we saying that divorce was required?
That's halacha. Even if one commits adultery for the right reason, one still has to get divorced. That's halacha. There's no way out of it. That's explicit in the Rishonim that she had to get divorced because of that. So therefore, the Avera Lishma is an indication that even something which seems to be bad can have a kernel of good in it. Right? And something which seems to be an Avera can be done for, if it's done for the right reason, is a great thing. And that's the essence of tshuva. That if somebody does tshuva the proper way, even the Averas, even those things which they did negative, since they serve later on, propel them as an impetus to go higher and seek God to a greater extent, they too have now a result. They have an inside, an inner message, which is one which is positive. So it takes bina, it takes understanding, looking inside things, a greater depth of understanding, to understand how to bring the good out of the bad, how to do an avera lishma, how sometimes an avera is a necessary thing and there's a kernel of good in the avera itself, and how to bring about the Yeshua, the salvation of Am Yisrael, even through deeds which look at the first on the face value on the surface to be ones one shouldn't do, and obviously it takes a nevuah, it takes a great insight to do it. But that was how the Yeshua came about at the time of Yoel and Dvorah, and we'll see more of that when we talk about Parakeh next week, the Shiras Dvorah.